Hello, this is Zachary Benwee, and today I will be looking at The Victor Eater by Humanware. So, this is a Daisy player slash recorder. Not a Daisy recorder, of course, but a recorder. And it's also a music player, so technically it's an MP3 player. I can play a lot of other formats as well. So let's get right to it. When you turn on the Victor Reader, you will hear the following.
Welcome to Victor Reader.
Kids, easy to create wildlife habitats for small spaces in the city, suburbs, and countryside. By Emily Stetson.
So now that we have the Victor Reader running, I'm going to show you how to read a text file. So, what we will do is we'll hit the bookshelf key.
Bookshelf, talking books, 8, books, 6.
Kids, easy to create wildlife habitats for small spaces in the city, suburbs, and countryside.
Other books, podcasts, text files, 3, books, 1.
DTBN Library Manual 0.63, 1TXT.
So, that's my digital talking book player manual, the new NLS players. So, let's say you want to read this. All you have to do is hit the play key. You will hear the following.
National Library Service for the blind and physically handicapped.
By the way, if you heard that little P in there, it was trying to say, please wait. But the Victor Reader had already processed the file. Now, let's play a bit of this. In case you were wondering, this is using Vocalizer TTS. And if the voice sounds a little annoying to you at first, you'll definitely get used to it because this is human sounding. They are coming out with a new version of the Victor Reader. Either it's a software upgrade or you have to buy a key or a new Victor Reader. I don't know. But I think it's a new version. It's a free software upgrade, I think. They didn't release it yet. But it will allow you to have the a cappella, natural sounding voices in your Victor Reader. I don't know if I'll be able to get that, but it is going to come. So, let's play a bit of this.
The Library of Congress. Digital Talking Book Player. Models DS1 and DA1. Library Guide. Preliminary version 0.63.
Now it has some pauses in there because I think of some like awkward formatting or something. But it is there. Now, I'm going to show you one last thing. How to change the text-to-speech voice. All you need to do is hold down the 7 key. And you'll hear the following.
Tom.
It's just changed to Tom. Now, let's listen to how he sounds.
February 2009. Table of contents. 1 general information. 2 1.1 general description.
He sounds really good. Now, that was the Victor Reader demonstration. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you have any further questions, feel free to contact Humanware. They will be happy to assist you in any questions that you might have. And for now, from me, Zachary, goodbye, and have fun with your new Victor Reader.